Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. A homeless man to be arraigned today in a deadly stabbing spree Monday in Manhattan. Three people were killed when police say 51-year-old Ramon Rivera just randomly attacked people. This man saw him and tried to get him to put down the knife.
I'm walking with him. I'm saying, drop it, man. It's not worth it. I told him, drop the bag. There's going to be cops up ahead.
Police say Rivera has a history of mental illness and eight priors. And so Mayor Adams says there are a lot of questions about why this guy was still on the street.
It is troubling that we're standing here today in a day that brings a great level of difficulty and pain to the city. Three New Yorkers, unprovoked attacks.
The first stabbing was at 8:30 in the morning on West 19th Street, where 36-year-old Angel Lotta Landy, a construction worker, was attacked near his work site near the Hudson River. About 2 hours later, a 68-year-old man was stabbed while fishing in the East River at 30th Street. Then, just before 11 a.m., 36-year-old Wilma Augustin was stabbed near the UN. Rivera was arrested on East 46th and 1st Avenue. With the MTA board now signing off on the revised plan for congestion pricing, new action against it from one of the candidates for governor of New Jersey.
Josh Gottheimer is now urging the federal DOT to hold another 90-day comment period for people to weigh in about congestion pricing. He'll also ask the Republican Speaker of the House to fast-track a bill that Gottheimer and lawmaker Mike Lawler of the Hudson Valley put together that would defund the MTA if congestion pricing moves forward.
All we're asking for is for a simple up or down vote on the House floor on our legislation to say, listen, if you want to move ahead in New York and the MTA and keep moving forward with this congestion tax, you will not receive other federal dollars.
The MTA deferring their response to all of this to Congressman Jerry Nadler, who put out a lengthy statement which reads in part, any attempt to take funds from the MTA and New York will be met by swift and a resounding no by its representatives. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Fort Lee.
That drought watch, Mayor Adams declared, that's now a warning.
The new designation is one step away from a drought emergency, but the city's request to conserve water is still voluntary.
But the reality is that this past October and November saw the second longest rainless streak in city records dating back to 155 years.
City agencies have been asked to conserve. The state-run MTA is doing it voluntarily. CEO Jano Lieber said commuter trains may look a little dirtier.
Subway's Department of New York City Transit is also cutting back on washings dramatically.
The city DEP says upstate reservoirs are about 20% below normal levels for this time of year. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
The head of the Brooklyn Diocese now stripped of his power.
Monsignor Jamie Gigantiello sent $1.9 million in church money to a law firm and companies associated with now former Mayor Adams' chief of staff, Frank Carone, and got no approval from the church to do so. The money was paid back with interest. That's one of several things the diocese investigated and has decided to take his oversight and governmental power away at Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church.
The truth will all come out.
Gigantiello says he is staying put at the parish.
I served this diocese for 30 years, and I look forward to serving it as long as I can, as long as I live.
He was subpoenaed by the feds and cooperated. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Williamsburg.
Those problems along a stretch of Roosevelt Avenue in Queens, they persist, with the locals, including District Leader Hiram Montserrat, to hold another rally today to demand the city permanently shut down one brothel in Corona that keeps reopening.
It's been publicized. There have been media reports. There's a TikTok video about it. And it doesn't seem that anyone's doing anything about it. We have gotten about a dozen complaints. We have a petition with over 150 community residents, and they're asking the question, why is this place still operating?
The city launched Operation Restore Roosevelt Avenue more than a month ago, but for some reason, they can't seem to permanently shut down this particular establishment at 50-14 111th Street. The city council today to take a closer look at the state of the city's workforce, and specifically how jobs that have gone unfilled are impacting getting work done. Councilwoman Carmen De La Rosa.
The hearing is going to delve into some of what the impact has been on the deliveries of services. One of the things that I thought was interesting that we pulled in the report was that the vacancies, for example, at the TLC have led to a decrease in summonses for Vision Zero infractions.
She says a combination of budget cuts and hiring freezes have hurt the performance at a number of agencies and had a big impact on many of the services on which New Yorkers rely.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.